Hi, I'm Rhianna Patrick, and thanks for joining me here at Away. They might never rate a mention in Australia's official health policies, but traditional Aboriginal health practices are still alive and well and working in a contemporary setting. In the APY lands in northern South Australia, Nunkari healers work alongside Western-trained doctors and medical staff in community clinics and hospitals, and often visit Adelaide to attend the Indigenous hospital patients. In the mental health area, their involvement in the care of Aboriginal people is even enshrined in state law. Nunkari deal with everything from childhood illnesses to loss of spirit. And lest you think this is some new agey concept, what Nunkari mean by that is if a person feels sick or weak, Nunkari say their spirit isn't in the right place. Annie Hastwell meets an Italian researcher who's determined to raise their profile and bring them into the mainstream. When Dr. Francesca Panzeroni came to Australia several years ago, she was amazed at the lack of research or recognition for this 40,000-year-old body of knowledge.
We are at the Canna Living Cultural Centre in Adelaide, so it's a great event. They have prepared different stands to celebrate the Day of Healing. And ANTAC, the Anangungangari Chuchaku Aboriginal Corporation, has been invited here to be part of this event. So
people are having traditional healings done on them all around in all these tents we can see around us.
Yes, it's the first time that we got invited to participate in this event. Actually, yeah, we have a long queue of people who would like to have a healing by our Ngankaris, the Aboriginal traditional healer from Central Australia. And we are getting a lot of requests that actually we didn't expect it, so we are very happy.
Adelaide's urban Aboriginal community is pretty excited about the Nunkari coming to town. There's a very long and quite competitive queue waiting outside the open tent to consult the two healers, and what's happening in there looks quite intense. Later, I get to meet one of the healers.
Hi, I'm Cyril McKenzie, and I'm from Annabella community, and I am a Nunkari healer.
Watching you at work, you both work on one person at once. Is it very tiring work?
Yeah, it is good work, like, I just do healing, and the people came in to want to be better, and so the healing is a good thing to do for people.
Can you explain what you actually do?
Yeah, I just heal by my hand, and I blow it by the head, and the people will get better, and then I do pull the muscles, meshes, and you know, blood vessels and strings, and we do meshes all that to be okay, so people better feel okay.
I've had the injury for about 23 years, and they fixed it up in that short time, and it's just amazing. And I had to take off my T-shirt because I got so, it made me, the energy made me so hot.
So you've just had a treatment, I saw you doing some deep knee bends, what was it like?
It was like a freeing feeling, it was actually unbelievable kind of feeling, I couldn't explain it.
So you went to them with what problem?
With my knees and my legs, I haven't been able to bend or walk up and downstairs properly for a long time, and not even 10 minutes before I seen them, I bent down and I couldn't get up without help, and I was just bending and stretching just then, and it was awesome.
Okay, and you had the two healers working on you. What were they actually doing?
They were just rubbing in real tender spots, and I could actually feel when they was rubbing, and they were actually trying to pull something out, and I actually felt it moving from my body. I actually felt it travelling down my leg, because they was starting at my knee, and they were massaging down my leg as if they was holding something and pulling it down my leg, and when they got to my foot, it's like they pulled it out. That's the feeling I got.
And I guess you've been to lots of other doctors about this?
I've just been in hospital with my knee, and they couldn't tell me what was wrong with me. They just said that I had something like a cyst that burst, and they're still investigating it, and I'm actually pain-free right now, and I can't believe that. I'm going to run up and down my stairs when I get home.
You don't have to explain where the problem is. They just tell you. I mean, they just go to the place. It is really great. It's just like, I could easily say, like X-ray vision eyes. They can see you, so you cannot, you know, you can't tell them a lie.
Nunkari are most valued for their ability to work with the energy and spirit within the body.
Sometimes when they find that the spirit is in the wrong place, you know, they do a special massage to put the spirit back into the right place. Or sometimes, when it has happened several times, they find out that the spirit is not in the body, and that's why people feel very sick. So the spirit is not in the body, and they can, with the help of their mapampa, their sacred tools, they can identify where the spirit is. So like yesterday, there were two patients, the spirit were actually following them. I know it's, you know, from a Western scientific point of view, it looks, you know, I mean, there is not a category to classify this kind of diagnosis and then assessment, but this is what they see, this is what they do. And people's reaction is very positive. So there were a couple of patients yesterday, and they said that, you know, at the end of the healing, they were feeling like filling up, like the energy back. They were feeling the energy getting back into their body, and they came very down, depressed, and they left very happy.
Yeah, sometimes spirit got out from the body, and sometimes they hide around in the back. Well, what if the spirit go out from the body? You better look around for Nunkari for this. That's our job, so it's not for the, like, doing operation or giving a medication.
What kind of effect does it have on a person? How do you feel when your spirit's out of your body?
Yeah, if someone lost their spirit, so the healers and Nunkari under the tree, they saw the spirit there sitting down, then they grab it, bring it back, and then we always put it back on their body so they can feel okay.
These are really highly spiritual people. Their world view, I guess, or their perception of society is very different from, you know, like the Western model.
Zane Gunter is a bush nurse who's worked out around the Maralinga area for almost 30 years alongside traditional healers.
The spirit world's very real for them. And in fact, their model of health is actually more predominantly focused around the spirit than, you know, our Western model, which is around germ theory and associated science.
He says he's often seen the skills of the Nunkari solve cases that Western medicine can't.
There was a woman that had been debilitated and couldn't walk for nearly a month, and she'd been for every test that you can think of. She'd been flown to Adelaide and we were caring for her, but she was unable to walk and was losing weight, and she could hardly eat and was obviously quite unwell. And she was seen by a Nunkari, and the next day she was up and walking and she was eating, and I know that lady quite well. I've known her for years. I've seen firsthand, you know, how this can work.
In South Australia, Nunkaris are an increasingly essential part of rural and remote mental health services. The state's 2009 Mental Health Act stipulates that traditional healers be involved in the mental health care of Aboriginal people. April Laurie Smith is Executive Director of the Aboriginal Health Division in the South Australian Department of Health.
Well, in our mental health services, they've been a forerunner in accessing traditional healers for Aboriginal patients in mental health services. And the services out there, I'm talking about our mental health services, always talk positively about the improved Aboriginal patient outcome when there's been services provided by traditional healers to our Aboriginal patients.
As part of its overarching policy of cultural respect, SA Health does generally recognise the value of Nunkaris and brokers meetings wherever possible.
Our local health networks, like any other health services, are able to refer Aboriginal people, as you would to a physiotherapist, to a medical specialist, are able to refer Aboriginal people to traditional healers. You're not going to get a traditional healer in every community, but so we're practical.
This referral system, though, remains an ad hoc one. While the healers are valued for their individual input, they lack the formal status of other specialists, and they're not visibly part of a two-way system, such as exists in many other countries.
In New Zealand, the government has actually supported the formation of a national association of Maori healers, and they are negotiating way of delivering a two-way healthcare service in Canada. The same, there is quite a lot of research being done on the differences and the common characteristics of traditional healing, and the studies on the extent to which traditional healing can help the clients, the patients in the recovery process in different area. I think Australia is quite far behind compared to other countries.
Late last year saw the launch of the Anangu Nungari Chutika Aboriginal Corporation, ANTAC, the first organisation of Aboriginal traditional healers in Australia. ANTAC currently has 14 registered Nungari. Like any other alternative therapy on offer, practitioners would have to be accredited by the experts. In this case, a 5-person board of senior Nungari, male and female. And they'd have fees set for their services. While ANTAC currently only represents healers on the APY lands, Dr. Panzeroni wants to explore the potential for it to become a national organisation, hooking up traditional healers around the country. The vision is for Nungari to become a visible part of a two-way health system, and for it to be a real job with real employment prospects.
There are a lot of young Nungari growing up. They are trained every day by the older Nungari or traditional healers, and I am sure that wherever there are traditional healers across Australia, this is what's happening. So to a Western white fella eye, it might appear that there isn't any tradition going on, but it actually is well alive. So it's not dying out at all, and they are sitting there, and actually there is a qualified Aboriginal health workforce waiting just to be employed. And this is what ANTAC, wants to do, is to create an employment pathway for a qualified Aboriginal traditional workforce, because this is what they are.
If the queues at the Healing Expo were any indication, there's a real appetite in the city too for access to traditional healing.
Our culture believes in our old Aboriginal medicine doctors and our Nungaris, as we call them. We believe in that power that they have. And over the centuries, we've had the white man's doctor come in and, we haven't really been as healed as we would have liked to have been. And I think that if we can get back to our culture and have our cultural men, medicine men, come in and heal us.
You're from the city, I presume?
I'm from the city, but I have a lot of... I go to the bush a lot with people and family to get back into our well-being. Yeah.
It's good to have these guys down here in the city.
Yes, yes, awesome. That should be more often. It should be more often. It really should.
The first reaction that I get when I speak to a conference or when I speak to people who ask about the ANTAC or the research that has been done, it's the first reaction I get from Australians is that of shame. I don't know, people look at me and said, oh my God, oh dear, it's what a shame, I wish, someone from overseas has to come here and tell us about our own Aboriginal traditional medicine. Oh, I feel so ashamed. So this reaction really shocks me because I never meant, I don't mean to shame anyone, but that's the first reaction that I get from mainstream audience. I think that we might be, maybe, and we'll see how it develops. We're still, again, moving our first steps. It would be a kind of a wake-up call for, everyone, and, to realize that there is a body of traditional knowledge, 40,000 years old knowledge still alive that needs just to be rediscovered.
Cyril McKenzie and his fellow healer Rama Sampson were in constant demand during their visit to Adelaide. I caught up with Cyril after 2 long days on the job.
Looked like you were sweating it out there. It was pretty hard work.
Yeah, it is hard work. It is good job to be healer and look after people, old people and young ones and, you know, babies and, yeah, any colour, maybe black and white.
Cyril McKenzie and fellow healer Rama Sampson speaking with Annie Hastwell at a recent healing expo in Adelaide. For more information about the Nunkery Healers Corporation, just go to our website. And there's a feature article on Nunkery on the RN front page as well, abc.net.au/radionational.
I am special, I am special, look at me. This cute preschool ditty is designed to boost self-esteem, but does it go too far?
Narcissism scores were significantly higher in the 2000s than they were in the 1980s and 1990s.
The narcissism epidemic. We explore the causes, symptoms and solutions to this growing trend of self-obsession. All in the Mind with me, Lynn Malcolm, online anytime from the RN website.